solidly committed to continuing the work of reconciliation between all of our people. The past cannot be changed or cannot be undone, but what we can do, what we all can do, is build a better future.
Although it's a joint role and she'll share it with the DUP's Emma Little-Pengelly, who's the Deputy First Minister, it's seen as a landmark day for those who wanted a united Ireland. Today marks the return of power sharing to the region after the DUP walked out of power in protest at post-Brexit trade rules 2 years ago. And Iraqi militia officials hinted they're keen to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East after the US launched retaliatory strikes in Iraq and Syria. America says it hit more than 85 targets at 7 locations overnight. It's understood the man accused of a chemical attack on a mother and her 2 young children was in a relationship with her. The suspect, Abdullah Zedi, has been on the run since Wednesday. It's understood Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife have been sentenced to 7 years in prison on a charge that their marriage broke the country's laws. Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi got 14 years in prison last week for a separate conviction. In rugby union Six Nations, Scotland are chasing a first win against Wales in Cardiff since 2002. Live now to our reporter Hamish Stewart.
And it's so far so good for the Scots. They're leading this game 12 minutes in by 10 points to nil. An early penalty for Finn Russell from inside the 22, and then another period of pressure inside the 22. Carl Steyn, the right wing, prominent in getting them forward, and in the end it was prop Pierre Schumann who forced his way over. Russell converting, so Scotland leading by 10-0 here in Cardiff.
England narrowly beat Italy 27-24 in Rome earlier. Newcastle and Luton have drawn 4-4 in the Premier League. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic drew 1-1 at managerless Aberdeen. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five, and you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb, this is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into Hour 3.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be a cloudy Saturday night across our area, remaining largely dry throughout. Maybe some slight rain and drizzle in parts of the area by the early hours. It's becoming increasingly breezy by dawn. Minimum temperature overnight, 7 degrees Celsius. Sunday, it's going to remain cloudy for much of the day. Some outbreaks of rain and drizzle in the morning. Becoming dry by the afternoon. Winds increasing into the afternoon. The maximum temperature tomorrow is 13 degrees Celsius. So it's going to be another mild one.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So, Rugby Union Six Nations, a good start for the Scots down in Cardiff, who have scored 10 points with our reply. Just coming up to 20 minutes into that match. I'll keep an eye on that, but lots more full times still to go through in the football, and we'll take a regular look at league tables in a while as well. Two full times in the Championship, Swansea nil, Plymouth 1 and Watford nil, Cardiff 1. League 1, it's finished Cheltenham 1, Wickham 3. Sutton United 1, Doncaster Rovers 1 in League 2. That is a final score. Doncaster scoring a late equaliser there. Scottish Premiership is finished. Motherwell 1, Kilmarnock 1 and Rangers 1, 3, Livingston 0. A late consolation for Eastleigh at home to Chesterfield in the National League. That was scored by Chris Maguire in the 6th minute of injury time, but that proves to be pretty much the last kick of the game, and it was another win for Chesterfield. They won 3-1 down in Hampshire. Two more full times from the National League. Solihull Moors, Altrincham 1 and Woking nil, Boreham Wood 1. In the National League South, very impressive first half performance at Cressing Road this afternoon from Braintree Town. Saw them beat Dover Athletic by 3 goals to nil. And it all went wrong near the end for Concord Rangers in their match at Potters Bar Town in the Isthmian Premier League. It's just got worse. They're still playing. I didn't realise they conceded a penalty, which was converted by the home side just after Concord had Billy Knott dismissed. And Potters Bar have now made it 4-3, so just as it looked like Concord might pick up 3 vital points from that game, they are now losing. That match is still in second half injury time, though. Very good win for Brighton Hove Albion over Crystal. Their old rivals Crystal Palace in the Premier League. 4-1 winners this afternoon, and that will increase the pressure on Crystal Palace manager Roy Hodgson, no doubt. In the Isthmian North, honours shared between Walthamstow and their visitors this afternoon. League leaders Lowestoft Town finished 2-2 at Wadham Lodge. Great win for managerless Huddersfield in the Championship. 4-0 up. They won 4-0 against struggling Sheffield Wednesday. Also in the Championship, a 1-0 win for Hull at home to Millwall. Hull looking to get back into playoff contention. And it's finished Rotherham 0, Southampton 2. Also in the Championship, I will take a look at the league tables in a while. League 2 has finished Barrow 1, MK Dons 0, and Crawley 1, Morecambe 2. And in the Isthmian North, a point for Grays Athletic. They drew 1-1 at home to Wroxham. 3 points, though, for Waltham Abbey in the Southern League Division 1 Central. They have beaten Kidlington by 2-0. Goals at either end of that match. Jason Hallett opened the scoring in the 3rd minute, and Baker scored a late second for Abbey. Isthmian North, a win for Heybridge Swifts. They fell behind against New Salamis, but came back to win 2-1. Bolton Wanderers 1, Barnsley 1. That is the final score from League 1, as is Fleetwood Town 3, Port Vale 0. No goals of Ali Parade in League 2. It finished Bradford City 0, AFC Wimbledon 0. FC Halifax Town 1, Aldershot Town 2. That's a full time in the National League. And also in the National League, Southend United have lost this afternoon at home to Gateshead. But what a start for their former manager Phil Brown at Kidderminster Harriers. 4 wins out of 4. They were 2-0 down for much of the game against Oxford City, but they came back to win 3-2. And a win for Darryl McMahon in his first match as manager of Hornchurch in the Isthmian Premier League this afternoon. The leaders beat Cheshire by 1-0 at Bridge Avenue. A late second for Carlisle at Leighton Orient. They won a penalty deep into injury time, scored by Sean Maguire. But the final whistle has now gone up Brisbane Road, and Orient held on for all 3 points, winning 3-2. We're going to hear from Jaden all about that in a while. Also in League 1, it finished Shrewsbury 0, Shrewsbury 1, Cambridge United 2. Shrewsbury ended up with that match with 10 men after Tom Bloxham received a late red card. League 2, finished more full times from there. These are all draws. Gillingham 1, Walsall 1, Stockport Leaders 1, Harrogate Town 1, and goal is between Tranmere and Crewe. A late goal for Billywickie Town's Frankie Merrifield against Folkestone Invicta. He scored in the final moments of that game, but it wasn't enough, and Billywickie have lost by 2-1. Elsewhere in the Championship, a vital win for Queen's Park Rangers in their fight for survival. They're travelling up to Lancashire this afternoon to face Blackburn Rovers, and they've come away with a 2-1 victory. Honours shared in the end at the Community Stadium in League 2, where it finished Colchester United 3, Forest Green Rovers 3. Also in League 2, Salford City 3, Wrexham 1. So that's a blow to Wrexham's promotion hopes. In the National League, a late equaliser for Wealdstone at Barnet. 99th minute, Corey Andrews scored for Wealdstone, and it's finished one apiece there. Also over in another National League match, Bromley against Hartlepool United, and it's a 2-1 away victory for Hartlepool United. And defeat, a bit of a short defeat really for Chelmsford City away to Havant and Waterlooville, bottom at the start of play in the National League South this afternoon, but they beat the Clarets by 2-1, and what a match at St James's Park this afternoon. It's finished Newcastle United 4, Luton Town 4. Defeat for Ipswich Town, big blow to their promotion hopes. They've lost 3-2 at Preston North End this afternoon. Also in the Championship, it finished West Bromwich Albion at 1, Birmingham City 0, and Peterborough United 2, Wigan Athletic 3. That was the final score at London Road in EFL League 1. Another full time from the National League. It's finished Dorking Wanderers 1, AFC 5 3. So a good result for AFC 5 there. Redbridge beaten 1-0 at home by Felixstowe and Walton United in the Isthmian North this afternoon, the second place club. League 1, it's all over in a match between Stevenage and Blackpool, and Stevenage have 1-1 by a goal to nil. Also over in the Valley in League 1, where Derby County have beaten Hoest Charlton by a goal to nil, and leaders Portsmouth have beaten Northampton by 4-1. The final whistle has gone there. The final whistle also gone in the National League match between York City and Maidenhead United. It's finished one apiece there, and heartbreak for Concord Rangers. It looked like they were going to get a vital win in the fight for Isthmian Premier League survival at Potters Bar Town, but they've ended up losing by 4-3. Good result for the Daggers, though. Dagenham and Redbridge have won 2-1 at Rochdale in the National League. So have a classic from Odyssey as we go to wrap back to 1980 when this got to number one. Use it up and wear it out.
Bye.
go. Honestly, use it up and wear it out. 16 minutes past five on a Saturday. Well, it's Saturday evening now. It's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport on the M till 6. I've got my regular feature, the post-match warm down, coming up. I'm struggling to fit everything in today. It's been such a hectic show. So I do need a little break. Three songs in a row coming up around about 5:30. In the rugby, Scotland are now winning by 13 points to zero down in Cardiff in the Six Nations. But we're going to get back to football. I've got the first of our full-time reports now. This one from Brisbane Road, where Leighton Orient were hosting Carlisle United this afternoon. And with a full-time summary, here is Jaden Christie.
It's full-time here in E10, and it ends Leighton Orient 3, Carlisle United 2. And there was, in truth, few and far between chances at both ends in the second half. The first real chance came in the 58th minute for Orient, when Archibald drove through the midfield. He slipped through Ruel Sotiriou on the left, and he stayed composed to wrap his shot around Lewis to find the bottom right corner. A calmly timed finish, giving Orient 3-1 lead. And into added time, the next big chance of the match fell to Joe Piggott, and he almost made it 4-1 when another flicked on header from a corner found Piggott unmarked at the back stick, and it looked easier to convert than miss, and somehow he fired his header wide from close range, completely unmarked. And in the 94th minute, a penalty was awarded to Carlisle, and I didn't catch which Orient defender the referee had penalised for the handball when the shot came blasting into the arm of one of the O's defenders, and Sean Maguire calmly dispatched from 12 yards, sending Sol Brin the wrong way. And there was another chance for Joe Piggott when Ollie O'Neill played him 1v1 right in the dying seconds of the game, and he somehow missed the ball completely to make it 4-2. But all in all, a decent day's work for Richie Wellens' men, who win 3-2. It's Leighton Orient 3, Carlisle United 2.
Great stuff. Thanks very much indeed, Jaden. I'm going to have some more reports for you very soon.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen, and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
So now I can bring you another full-time report from one of our featured matches. This one at New Lodge, where Billericay Town were playing Folkestone Invicta in the Isthmian Premier League. Watching out for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. A clinical Folkestone Invicta performance saw them put a dent in Billericay Town's title aspirations with a 2-1 victory. After a frantic start, Billericay were presented with their chance to strike the first blow as Matt Johnson and Ollie Peters linked up to good effect, and the latter's shot was met by a fine save from Joe Coleman. The game decisively tilted in Folkestone's favour on the half-hour mark as David Smith's charge into the box was clumsily ended by Dan Wilkes, and Smith stepped up for the penalty and calmly converted into the corner. Only 5 minutes later, Andy Drury's side seized the initiative with a second as Ryan Henshaw's header fell into the path of Kane Penn, who buried the ball into the back of the net. The Seasiders had the chance to effectively wrap up the 3 points just before the break, as Smith's strike rattled the post as Billericay breathed a sigh of relief. A double substitution by Gary McCann at the break failed to ignite a comeback, and their day was epitomised when Ruben Suarez Jr. provided for Peters, whose strike flew over the bar. The Blues received a lifeline with moments remaining as Frankie Merrifield dispatched with composure and confidence past Coleman. But a perfect away day for Folkestone, while it's back to the drawing board for the Blues. It finishes here. Billericay 1, Folkestone 2.
Thank you very much indeed, Jack. I can tell you now, in the rugby, the Six Nations, Scotland in a very good position down in Cardiff. Current score is Wales 0, Scotland 20. Sherman and Vandermeer have both scored tries for the Scots, and a couple of conversions from Russell as well has increased their points tally. Right, on to our third and final full-time report now from the old Spotted Dog Ground in Forest Gate, where Andy Gardner has been this afternoon watching Clapton Community take on Hutton. Two sides both new to the furlough and under Division 1 South this season, and both of which have had a very impressive season so far. Let's find out what the outcome was there. We're going to hear from Andy right now. Oh, sorry, but that's, I'll see if we can get Andy back in just one moment. In the meantime, I'm going to take a look at the racing, because I think there will be a couple more results there for you. First of all, in the 4:45 at Kempton, that's meeting got underway with this race, and it was won by number 8 Always Fearless, priced at 11-2. Second was number 9 Got No Dollars, the 7-4 favourites, and third was number 1 Hullabaloo, priced at 9-2. There were 10 runners in that race. And in the 5 o'clock at Wolverhampton, first was number 9, Divine Breath, 30-100 favourite. Second was number 4, Naughty Nile, priced at 150-100. And third was number 2, 20 Bob, priced at 10-1. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. Okay, let's try and get Andy Gardner back now, shall we, with his report on Clapton Community versus Hutton.
Ground in East London, East finished Clapton CFC 1, Hutton 1, with Hutton scoring deep into stoppage time when it looked like they had unluckily lost this one. Hutton had most of the chances, definitely the better team on the day. Andrew Webster could have had a hat-trick on another day. Harry Mornings as well had a chance in the first half. But we went in at half-time 0-0, and it did actually look like it was heading into a 0-0 draw at the end. He ticked it to the 80th minute when Clapton were awarded a controversial penalty when substitute Fred Taylor was allegedly tripped by Rawlings. Hutton were furious with the award, and James Briggs just about converted the spot kick, and the home fans thought that was it. They were celebrating. It looked like it was going to be another 3 points for them, and especially after Hutton were reduced to 10 men at the end. Lewis Scott had only been on the field a couple of minutes. He disputed a referee's decision a bit too much for his liking, so he was sin bin. That looked all up for Hutton, but then up stepped Harry Rawlings. What a talent he is. I can't see him staying at step six for too much longer. A ball into the box. It was cleared 30 yards out. Rawlings didn't really have anything on. He just took a swipe at it, and it flew into the top corner. One of the best goals I've seen this season. And it stunned at the very vociferous home fans. You might be able to hear in the background. Still singing now. But it has finished here in this topsy-turvy clash. Clapton CFC 1, Hutton 1.
Thanks very much, Andy. Sorry about the sound quality report. I'm sure there was nothing Andy could have done about it. Sounds like it was a rather blustery afternoon down in London E7. And Clapton Communities, very enthusiastic band of followers. They're sounding like they enjoy their afternoon's football as well. The time right now is 27 minutes past five.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update of the day here on Phoenix FM. It's been busy all afternoon in Billericay on the High Street between Sun Street and the junction for Western Road and Norsey Road. And that is still the case right now. The M11 London bound was busy earlier this afternoon between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. And it's built up there again now. Stanford Le Hope is still busy. In fact, both lanes are closed on the Sorrels around the co-op store down there due to a collision. Still some traffic in Rayleigh. That's on the High Street northbound between the A127 and Crown Hill. Webster's Way not looking so busy now, though. Still some slow-moving traffic on the street in Morden and also on Kingsley, the A414 in Northfield. Busy in Chelmsford on Victoria Road between Duke Street and New Street, and on some of the approaches to the Army and Navy, Barrow Road, Van Diemen's Road and Barrow Bypass, been busy most of the afternoon over there. And Highbridge Road northbound is also busy between Parkway and Victoria Road. Also, in South End, there's a few hot spots. Slow-moving traffic on Victoria Road currently between Queensway and the junction for East Street and West Street. That's right by Roots Hall, so a lot of that is probably people making their way home from the South End United game. And there is some slow-moving traffic on West Street towards Victoria Avenue as well. And also southbound coming away from Cuckoo Corner, busy too. Elsewhere in South End, Westbourne Grove in Westcliff, between Prince Avenue and Fairfax Drive, is currently busy. And Prittlewell Chase, that's near the hospital, is currently busy there between Fairfax Drive and Highfield Gardens. Again, I think a lot of that is people making their way back from Roots Hall, so that will probably start to ease up after a while. Just to remind you that on the C2C Basildon line, there are engineering works this weekend, or today rather, between Liverpool Street and Barking. Services have been diverted to Fenchurch Street and not calling at Stratford, but will call additionally at West Ham. You can use your tickets on the Jubilee line between West Ham and Stratford. And there are no trains all weekend due to works between Liverpool Street and Shenfield. That is affecting both Greater Anglia and Elizabeth Line, but there are replacement buses in operation. No service all weekend on London Overground between Romford and Upminster. And if you're venturing into the capital this evening, just be aware that there are some delays on the Metropolitan Central District and also the Hammersmith and City Lines. Right, I need a break. So it's time for the post-match warm-down. Three songs in a row, and there's a theme this week. Three songs on the subject of London.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah, ooh, werewolf.
on your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Werewolves of London. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Three songs all about London town on this beach post-match warm down. First off, from 1978, Warren Zevon, the Werewolves of London, followed by The Clash from the following year, London Calling from the album of the same name, and from the album Part Life, which is 30 years old this year. Can you believe that? 1994, that was Blur, London Loves. I'll have another post-match warm down next time on the show. Not sure whether I'm in or not next week at the moment. It's all a bit up in the air. But if I'm not, hopefully someone will be standing in for me. I will be here for the non-league hour on Thursday, though. The time is 19 minutes to 6, and I've still got a lot to cram in. So first I'm going to do this.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
News of an event taking place next Saturday, the 10th of February. This is a tabletop sale taking place at Ingerston Elim Church in High Street, Ingerston. Between 10 and 3 p.m. New cards, handmade jewellery, pre-loved clothes, puzzles even, toys and books. Tea, coffee and cupcakes are provided in the Hope Cafe. All in aid of Univad, who supports children in the slums of Brazil. You can find out more details from going to ingerstonelimchurch.org.uk. There's a link to that on the events section of our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And I'd just like to forward a message from Dave, who is a volunteer at Brentwood food bank because they urgently need people's help at the moment. He says, your kindness, your generosity is obvious to help over 200 people every week who otherwise would go hungry. It's not uncommon to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days so that their child could. Sadly, the number of people who come to her shows no sign of slowing down. Brentwood Food Bank, we don't just give out food, we have the assistance of other agencies like Christians Against Poverty, who help people with managing debt. Peabody also runs a clinic alongside us on each Wednesday, helping with housing and benefit difficulties. We hope and pray that you will be able to continue with your kind donations. We appreciate every donation, large or small. They make such a difference to so many lives. That's from Dave at Brentwood Food Bank. If you can help them, please get in touch by calling 01277 224 528 or emailing info at brentwoodfoodbank.org.uk, and their website is brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, where you can find out more information. And once again, there's a link at our website phoenixfm.com, and there's a list of the sort of products that they're looking for as well. If you can help them, that would be fantastic. In football, in the Premier League, there's been a goal at Bramall Lane, and it's gone to visitors Aston Villa, for whom John McGinn has scored after 12 minutes. It's Sheffield United 0, Aston Villa 1. Sheffield United at the foot of the table, still with only 2 wins. Burnley, despite picking up a point at home to Fulham today, remain just above them. And Everton, back in the bottom 3, were held to a draw by Tottenham in the lunchtime kickoff today. And Luton Town, after that incredible result at Newcastle United, where it finished 4-4, they are out of the relegation zone. In fact, they're up to 16th. Nottingham Forest, who didn't play today, below them on goal difference. The top three didn't play today either: Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal. And Tottenham are fourth. But if Villa hold on and get all 3 points at Bramall Lane this evening, they will go above Spurs. And it's West Ham United in sixth place. They travel to Old Trafford tomorrow afternoon to take on Manchester United. And moving swiftly on to the Championship, Leicester City, 11 points clear at the top of the table after a thumping 5-0 win at Stoke this afternoon. Southampton up to second after winning 2-0 at struggling Rotherham. Leeds United, who won last night, a third. Ipswich Town, who, despite 2 goals from their new loan signing Kiefer Moore, lost 3-2 at Preston this afternoon. They are down to fourth. West Bromwich Albion, fifth after a 1-0 win over their local rivals, Birmingham City. And Hull are now in the playoff spots after they beat Millwall by a goal to nil. Coventry, they dropped to seventh after their 2-0 loss at Norwich City. Rotherham, Sheffield Wednesday and QPR are still the bottom three. And but QPR are now three points behind Huddersfield, managerless Huddersfield, who beat Wednesday 4-0. And it was a really big win for QPR this afternoon, winning 2-1 at Blackburn. Quick look at League One. Now Portsmouth still top after their win at 4-1 against Northampton this afternoon. Derby County are now second after winning 1-0 at Charlton. Bolton, after being held to a draw, a third. Peterborough, who lost a fourth. Barnsley and Stevenage also in the playoff spots. Leighton Orient are now ninth after their 3-2 win over struggling Carlisle, who are now bottom of the table. Fleetwood moved off the bottom after their 3-0 victory at home to Port Vale. Cheltenham and Reading also in the relegation zone. Meanwhile, in League 2, Stockport remain top. They're 4 points clear, although they were held to a draw by Harrogate Town this afternoon. Mansfield and Barrow, who both run behind them. Three of the sides in the playoff spots lost. The other one drew. It's Wrexham in fourth, Crewe a fifth, MK Dons sixth, and Notts County are seventh. Forest Green and Sutton, they both drew today, but they remain the bottom two. Colchester United, having gained a point against Forest Green, they are up to 21st at the expense of Doncaster. I'll have a look at the non-league tables and more results to come when we come back after this short break.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just 16 minutes gone at Bramall Lane in the Premier League, and it's just got even better for Aston Villa and even worse for Sheffield United. Ollie Watkins has doubled Villa's lead, and they are now winning by 2-0. As it stands, they will move into the Champions League spots at the expense of Tottenham. Half-time at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, where it's currently Wales 0, Scotland 20. I'm just going to quickly run through the local rugby results for this afternoon. Regional 1, South East. Leaders Colchester triumph 34 points to 30 at Bedford Athletic. Defeats for the bottom two, though. Bottom side, Westcliff lost 35-6 at Oundle. And Watchford 100 hosted Harpenden, and it finished Watchford 34, Harpenden 45. Meanwhile, in Regional 2, Anglia, win for Brentwood. They picked up a 34-5 victory against Woodford. Chelmsford hosted the leader South End Saxons, and it finished Chelmsford 25, South End 35. I think that's South End Saxons' 16th win on the bounce. They're having an amazing season so far. Victory 2 for Dagenham. They beat bottom club Norwich by 36 points to 26. Finished Eton Manor 41, Thurrock 10. 78-22 win for Harlow at home to Holt, and win for Saffron Walden 2. They beat Stowmarket by 27 points to 12. Meanwhile, in Counties 2, Eastern Counties leaders, Colchester 2nd, 11 beat 91 so far this season. They beat Bedford Athletic 2nd Street by 56 points to 12. But it was a defeat for Mersey Island, who hosted Newmarket, and the visitors won by 17 points to 11. And in Counties 1, Essex, it finished Braintree 69, Stanford League Hope, the bottom club 5, Chingford 27, Upminster 20, Epping Upper Clapton 28, East London 20, and Maldon, though beaten 22-12 at home by Campion. Mavericks versus Wanstead, the league leaders didn't go ahead, so Wanstead were awarded an away win, and there was a local derby between Old Cooperians of Romford and Gideon Park, and it was visitors of Romford and Gideon Park who won by 26 points to 7. In Counties 2, Essex North, meanwhile, it finished Clacton 19, Burnham on Crouch 32, and Harwich and Dover Court 43, Kelvedon and Fearing 10. Burnham on Crouch currently top of that league. Those were the only two matches that took place this afternoon. And finally, in Counties 2, Essex South, three matches this afternoon. Win for league leaders Basildon away to Millwall. They won by 30 points to 3. A win 2 for Billericay at Barking. Billericay won by 40 points to 12. And the other match finished Old Brentwood's 12, Canvey Island 14. So that's the local rugby. It's now Sheffield United 0, Aston Villa 3, Leon Bailey after 20 minutes. What a start for Villa, and what a calamity for bottom club Sheffield United. Just taking a quick look at the other non-league action this afternoon. Chesterfield are now 19 points clear at the top of the National League. I don't think anything's going to stop them from returning to the Football League. Bromley Barley altering of all the shots. Solihull Moors and Gateshead at the other side in the playoffs. Was Gateshead who won 1-0 at Southend United, who are now 17th in the table. Daggers up to 14th after their 2-1 win at Rochdale. The bottom four, Oxford City are now at the foot of the table after blowing a 2-0 lead at Kidderminster Harriers, ended up losing 3-2. 4 wins out of 4 for Phil Brown as Kidderminster boss now, and they're after being bottom when he took over, they're now only in the bottom four on goal difference. Ebbsfleet United and Woking, the other sides in the relegation zone. National League South, let's have a quick look at that. Avely, I think that match kicked off late. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Half-time, Avely. It's just going after half-time, apparently, and it's Avely nil, Worthing nil. The Yeovil Town remaining by the way leaders, 12 points clear of second place to Worthing, who held to a goalless draw this afternoon. Sorry, who have been able to goal his draw. Chelmsford City in third after a shock defeat at Haven at Waterlooville, bottom of the table at the start of play. That result has got them off the foot of the table. Yeovil Town actually lost at Cup Giant Killers Maidstone this afternoon, but they remain top. Maidstone in fourth, Hampton at Richmond, St Albans City and Bath City at the other side in the playoff spots. Avely as things stand in eighth place. Braintree Town up to 10th after their 3-0 win over struggling Dover, who are now bottom. Eastbourne Borough 22nd, and Welling United, who appointed Rob Stringer as their new manager this week, they are in 21st place. Very quick look at the Eastbourne Premier League, and Hornchurch remain 9 points clear at the top after Daryl McManus over in charge with a 1-0 win over Cheshire. Billericay Town, after losing at home, it's a bit of a shock result really against Folkestone and Vista. They remain third behind Chatham. Hastings United and Enfield Town also in the playoff spots. Looking further down the league, hashtag a 12th, Canvey 13th, they both lost today, as did Concord Rangers, 3-2 up until the closing stages. They ended up losing 4-3 at Potterbar Town, and remaining relegation zone in 20th place. Markgate just above them, Haringey Borough and Kingstonian below them. Onto the Eastbourne North, and Lowestoft Town remain top despite being held to a draw this afternoon. At Walthamstow, they remain 3 points clear of Felixstowe, Morton United, who beat Redbridge 1-0. Bowers and Pitsy in third, Bury Town are in fourth, and Bredwood Town in fifth are the other sides in the playoff spots. Haybridge are sixth, Basildon seventh, Borden and Tiptree eighth, Walthamstow are ninth, Brightley Sea Region are tenth, Whittam Town are 12th, Redbridge 15th, Grays up to 16th place now. And poor old Stone Market Town, after being beaten by Bowers and Pitsy this afternoon, they still bottom of the table without a win going into February. In the rugby now, it is Wales 0, Scotland 27. So currently Scotland heading for their first victory in Cardiff since the year 2002. Southern League Division 1 Central this afternoon. There was a 2-0 win for Waltham Abbey against Kidlington, and that moves them back up to fourth place from fifth. And just to run through the Essex Senior League results, it was mainly cup games today, but there was just the one game in the league. It finished Saffron Walden 1, Harbridge Sports 2. I'll go through the results in full during the non-league hour on Thursday. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, it finished Stansted 2, Dunstable Town 2. And third and none Division 1 South, we heard from Andy about Clapton Communities 1-1 draw with Hutton earlier. Other results included a 2-2 draw for Clapton against Dunmode Sound. Hackney Wick beat Southend Manor 3-1. Hollow Town scored 6 without reply against Parkview. And it finished Tower Hamlets 0, Wormley Rovers 3. There's one game last night. May and Baker were beaten 4-3 at home by Benfleet. Harlow Town, 3 points clear of Clapton Community at the top of that league. Thurlow Nunn, First Division North, meanwhile, a 3-0 win for Harwich and Parkston against Swaffham Town this afternoon, and a 1-0 win for Holland away at Haverhill Borough. Framlingham Town remain the top side in that league. Meanwhile, in the racing, two more results to bring you from the evening meetings. Kempton, 5:15 was won by first number 4, Perfectly Timed, 5-4 favourite. Second number 8, Monetoile, priced at 11-2. And third was number 3, Lord Chamberlain, priced at 5-1. 9 ran. And finally, from the 5:30, Wolverhampton, first was number 2, Jazzy Angel, a 5-2 favourite. Second was number 6, Dream Selection, priced at 16-1. And third was number 8, Run Joy 1, priced at 14-1, 8 runners in that race. Well, that's just about it from me. Thank you very much for listening this afternoon. And Mandy is along very shortly with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheezers. Stick around for her. As I say, I'm not sure whether or not I'm here next Saturday at the moment, but I will be here for the non-league hour on Thursday. Thanks also to our reporting team this afternoon, Jane and Christy at Leighton Orient, Jack Patmore at Binnewicky Town, and Andy Gardner at Clapton Community at Burfield's Hutton. Take care, and a very good night to you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.